Hi, this is Karen, and may kwento na naman actually ako today. People would ask me, what's the hardest part sa online setup? Kasi di ba online learning yung ganap natin ngayon? So, minsan napapatanong ako, is it learning through the screen? Ay, Diyos ko, mami, actually ang hirap nun, promise. Pero it's not the most difficult, I think, for me. Kasi I really try to use third-party resources as much as possible. Like, may mga bobo-friendly lectures kasi sa YouTube, and minsan sila na lang talaga yung kakampi ko the night before the exam, ganyan. Another question would be, is it buying what I need for school? I would just like to say na hindi ito yon. Well, disclaimer though, I'm from a middle-class family, so we have the resources to get by. Pero it doesn't mean na ganito for everyone, ha? Honestly, I think our government's pandemic response doesn't really care about the most vulnerable, no? Kaya let's be vigilant, friends. So, where was I? Yun. I don't think it's hard to buy things because of the most wonderful yet sobrang nakakainis na nangyari for online shopping, which is cash on delivery. Like, if you only know how much useless stuff I bought para lang maibsan yung pagiging miserable ko sa buhay. So, ano ba talagang pinakamahirap sa akin dahil sa online setup na to? Actually, hindi ko get kung bakit ko pa tinatanong eh nasa title na nga ng palabas natin ngayon. It's actually how to work with people online. It's how to make friends online. And it's how to make meaningful relationships online. Actually, it's been more than a year since the lockdown started and hindi ko pa rin talaga gamay kung paano ba makipag-usap dapat online. Kaya I really like to excessively use emojis and emoticons. Like if you have exchanged messages with me, ha? I use a lot of emoticons kasi. Tapos I really like using them without context. Like minsan gumagamit ako ng duck emoji, fish emoji, knife emoji, ganyan. Just because I want to. And I do that because I don't really know how to express myself online. Actually, even if we're removing the context na I'm currently an online student. Sige, hypothetically, let's just say na I entered a job after I graduated. Kasi if I didn't enter med school naman, or if hindi ako nag-masters or hindi ako nag-grad school, more or less, nagtatrabaho na ako ngayon, nagpapaalipin na ako sa kapitalismo, ganyan. Baka nga corporate slave pa ako, hindi ako sure. So, being in a new environment itself, like new people to work with, it gives me so much anxiety. Like, what if malaman nilang incompetent pala ako? What if malaman nilang I'm just faking my way through it and they found out na emotionally constipated pala ako and hindi ko pala deserve yung set of responsibilities na binigay sa akin. Okay, let's backtrack a little, no? Bakit ko nga ba sobrang concerned to? When we're still interacting like normal people, nung face-to-face pa ha, kahit nung bata ako, I never really made friends on my own. Like yung from scratch. Weird term, pero like I have friends na ha. Nagkataon lang na majority, if not all of them, nakilala ko lang sila kasi may kakilala rin yung nanay ko or may kakilala rin ako, nakakilala sila. A mutual friend, kumbaga. I remember my first friend nung kinder pa ako. Like, ipinakilala lang siya sa akin ng mom ko kasi kumare na niya yung mom ni first friend. Same din yung nangyari nung elementary. Nung high school naman, in fairness, there was a dramatic change of people I'm surrounded with. Kasi malayo na yung location ng elementary ko sa high school where I went to. And yet, the way I made my first set of friends there, kasi may kakilala ako from elementary. Nung college naman, like from the province, ipinatapon ako sa Maynila ha. Normally, people would expect I know how to actually make friends na by this time. Jokes on me though, I wasn't really made to make friends properly. May blockmate kasi ako na classmate ko rin ng high school and everything else followed. Unfortunately though, hindi na kami nag-uusap ni said blockmate. But I think it's okay lang naman. I mean, drifting apart from people I think is a normal phenomenon. And I guess it's a personal rule that I'm thankful for both the people that stayed and the people who left. Kasi I wouldn't really be the person naman ngayon without both of those kinds of people. Well, unless sinaktan nila ako without any regret, then let me be petty and remember them in a bad way, okay? Tao lang naman ako. So, I started med school in 2020. And everything's online na by that time. We were around 180 and I think that's a big number ha. Kasi I only come from small schools and maliit din naman yung college ko no undergrad. So out of around 180 individuals, I only know like a very few number, like very few of them. Most names are new, promise. Which means I need to once again shift my social circle. Basically, I need to socialize. And let me just say na sobrang kinabahan lang ako kasi I'm not really good at giving off a good first impression. May mga nagsabi sa akin dati na I sound intimidating daw. Or sometimes parang ayaw ko kumausap daw ng tao. And in my defense, pagtahimik kasi ako, madalas nag-overthink lang ako, promise. So when med school started, I was so scared of having group works. It took me around a few months of pretending na, okay, kaya to, I just need to message my groupmates. Hindi ako kakainin ng mga yun. Lagi kong sinasabihan sa sarili ko na kumalma ako, ganyan. Like, I so badly want to make new friends then with the people I'm with. But I'm so scared na isipin nila na baka hindi ako maayos nakatrabaho. Naisipin nila na baka hindi ako maayos na kasama. So, every message that I send, I always overthink. Like, iniisip ko mukha bang tactless yung message ko, kulang ba ng emojis, like, sobrang-sobra yung pag-iisip na ginagawa ko before I send an actual message. The main difference kasi now that everything's online, mas marami ng steps involved, so mas pag-iisipan ko talaga yung message na isesend ko. Unlike pag face-to-face, lalapit ka, tapos kung ano lumabas sa bibig mo, yun na yun. Unlike pag online, yung mga sinasabi mo, mas may deliberate thinking process na involved. Kasi nakikita mo yung words na tinatype mo, ganyan. E di ayun, group work, adjust sa new people, sa new subject, sa new everything. Fortunately, siguro swerte ko na lang talaga. Kasi yung mga madalas ko nakakatrabaho, they're really good people. They're fun to be with and they're not really judgmental. I don't feel judged at all. Plus, they're really considerate, ha? And they're really responsible pag trabaho talaga. So, ayun, nakapag-adjust naman ako with them. Very thankful for that. Pero may mga faculty kasi na maggagawa ng randomized groupings. Eh, di uulit na naman yung concern ko, yung problem ko. Mag-overthink na naman ako, na baka pabigat na naman ako sa paningin nila, ganyan. But in fairness, madalas ang bilis ng utak ko. Madalas utak ko lang talaga yung kalabang ko pag ganito. Kasi hindi pa naman ako napapahamak ngayon. So lahat ng assumptions ko, natakot na agad ako, hindi pa naman nangyayari. So ano bang moral of the story? So moral lesson of the story natin today ay huwag mag-overthink. Pero kasi sobrang ingrained na siya sa pagkatao ko na ang hirap niyang ayusin. Like, kahit ilang beses kong sabihin sa sarili ko na, Karen, kumalma ka nga. Like, madalas naka-autopilot lang yung utak ko. And to think of how many worst-case scenarios ang pwedeng nangyari sa akin, na madalas yung iniisip ko. Tapos madalas iniisip ko din na, ano ba yung probability of them happening all at the same time? Like, girl, kumalma ka. Pero I'm trying to work on it naman. Update ko na lang kayo if natuto na ba akong kumalma, ganyan. Seriously though, I used to be so skeptical of making friends na purely online. Nung simula nga nung online med school, I was like, I've never met a majority of these people. What if figment of my imagination ko lang pala sila? What if hindi pala sila totoo? Hindi pala totoo tong mga nangyayari sa buhay ko? So, okay ang OA, medyo narcissistic tayo dyan. Pero I really like the viscerality kasi of face-to-face interactions. Especially since I miss seeing the change of facial expressions and yung body language ng kausap ko. So after being stuck for more than a year under lockdown, and learned probably the tips and tricks with this online setup, I feel na mali naman ako, na kaya naman gumawa ng mga meaningful relationships through the screen. Kaya nga may concept of internet friends na even before this pandemic. And I guess I can say na medyo lumaki yung social circle ko, even if I have never met most of them personally as of now. And making friends now, like, ang dami palang avenues na pwede na never ko na-consider before, ah. Like, may pwedeng Zoom parties, Discord sessions, Telegram bardagulan, chismisan. Like, ang dami, ah. Like, pwede ka rin magpadala or magregalo sa mga kaibigan mo through Foodpanda, Grab. Bilhan mo yung friend mo ng something na magugustuhan nila sa Shopee or Lazada if you have the resources for it, ha? Pero, it depends on how you show your friends that you care for them, kahit simpleng message lang, carry na yan. It's the little things talaga and the intent behind these interactions that matter. May it be in front of you, personally, or through the screen, ang importante, you do the thing that makes you happy. And if that makes other people happy as well, edi bonus na yon, edi the better. So basically, that's it lang naman. Don't overthink. Huwag mong pangunahan lahat ng takot mo. Meaningful friendships come and go naman, but as long as you're happy, then everything's going to be okay. And for my case, I really need to lessen the times that I overthink kasi madalas napapahamak lang ako. And feel ko ang dami kong nami-miss na opportunities pag pinangungunahan ako ng takot. So, yun lang. I hope everything's going well with you then. Bye!